Chapter 9. Home at Last. As the star child was passing through the gates of the city, the guards and the people knelt before him. "Our prince is so handsome," they called. The boy thought they were making fun of him. In his sadness, he got lost. He ended up in front of the king's palace. Everyone near the palace knelt before the star child.
"How handsome our prince is," they cried.
"I am not a prince," said the star child. "I am the ugly son of a beggar."
Confused, he looked at his reflection in a window. He was handsome again. Yet he was not happy.
"I am not a good person. I was terrible to my mother and sent her away. I must keep looking for her," he said.
He turned to continue on his way back to the magician's home. Just then, he saw the beggar he had helped. He was with an old lady. It was his mother. The star child ran and knelt in front of them.
"Mother, please forgive me," he cried,
but the old woman said nothing. He pleaded with the beggar.
"I helped you. Please ask my mother to forgive me."
He bowed his head and waited for them to respond. When he heard nothing, he looked up. The beggar woman was gone. In her place was a queen. The beggar was gone too, and in his place was a king.
"This is your father," said the queen.
"And this is your mother," said the king.
The family was full of joy at being reunited. The star child was made king, and he ruled with justice and fairness. He made sure the poor were treated with kindness and that the animals were well taken care of. He did not forget the woodcutter and his family. He sent them many gifts to make their lives better.